Anin minuan denoy maganiduk na be kwa wao gipit shindano o ke denoy winenan chividu kunagug minawa chi ojeboy motadi ege inda sogijik. This is Nabek, and I'm here to talk some language with you so we can use a little bit more of our language every day. Nungo midashni with the shindan and nabadakin and yo o se kiduinan. I want to talk about words that end in o se. And so one of the most famous ones that we most of us know is the word bimose. And bimose is talking about someone's walking, or they're walking along. Sometimes it's understood as they're walking by. So those of us that are just learning, a lot of times we'll learn a word like bimose. He is walking. And we use that for everything. We say, oh, niwi bimose ima dawe wigamigong. I'm going to walk to the store. I saw somebody that was walking along. We just use it for everything. So what I want to do is expand our vocabulary a little bit and talk about different ways that people can walk. There's walking towards somebody, walking away from somebody. There are so many different ways. And what we want to do is keep expanding on the words that we're able to use so we can be a little bit more precise in the language that we're using when we do try to talk. So understand that bimose, even though we use it as someone's walking, it really is talking about someone's walking along or they're walking by. That kind of idea is a little bit more exact as far as what bimose is. And of course, just the act of walking, bimose. So we attach things to it like ingi bimose, I walked, or ki bimose wak, they walked. So let's talk about animose. Animose, and again, you hear ose at the end. And a lot of times when you hear ose, you're going to understand that we're talking about the way someone is walking. In the case of animose, you're talking about someone that's walking away. They're walking away from where you are, or they're walking away from a place that you're talking about. Animose. So you would use the same thing. Ingi animose, I walked away. Niwi animose, I'm gonna walk away. Gi animose wak, they walked away. So that's one of the words that we could say. Another one, talking about just walking around, taking a stroll. Excuse me. And that one sounds like baba mose. Baba mose. And that was talking about walking around. You're walking here, you're walking there. You know how you stroll around and you're just kind of checking stuff out. Maybe you're out in the woods. And that's the kind of thing that you can talk about. Mei kingi baba mose. I was walking around in the woods. So baba mose. So now we have three words. We have bimose, to be walking or walking by. We have animose, to be walking away from a certain place. And we have babamose. Babamose is just walking to and fro, just walking here and there. And then we can expand even more and talk about someone walking towards us or walking towards a certain place in whatever it is you're describing. In this case, you would say bidasamose. Bidasamose. Somebody is walking this way. That's an actual sentence. He is walking this way. Huwa. Bidasamose, Bob. Bob's walking this way. Huwa. Niwikakaluna. I want to talk to him. So you can attach anything. You could attach almost anything to that. Ki bidasamose wak. They're walking this way, or they were walking this way. So we have four different ways now. We have bimose, we have bidasimose, we have animose, and we have babamose. Now listen to the pattern. Bimose, bidasimose, animose, babamose. When you listen to all of them, you hear ose at the end. And ose is the part that denotes someone's walking. And you, bidasimose, you're walking this way. Animose, you're walking away. Babamose, you're walking around to and fro here and there. And we have bimose, you're just walking by or walking. So, and I'll add one last one. If you want to talk about the manner in which someone is walking, you would use inose, like he's walking in a certain way, or inose, he's walking to a certain place or in a certain direction. Inose. Ingi inose dawe wigami kung. I walked to the store. So that's another one. So one of the things that I also want to encourage all of us learners out there is to dig deeper into the way that things can be talked about. It's really good if you know the word bimose and you can use it in all the different ways that we could think of. But it's best when you do grasp a concept and you can use it, you know, ingi bimose, niwi bimose, gawi niwi bimose, si, whatever it is that you want to say. If you feel pretty flexible in that, dig deeper. What are some different ways that you can describe someone walking? And this is where the language gets kind of fun. But you got to get some basics down. Moving into different directions, walking fast, walking slow. There's a lot of different ways that it can be talked about. And this is what we would call in like schools, we would call these word families. And all of these words are going to end with "ose," or "say" in a certain way. Not "say" as in saying something, but "say" as in "ose." That ending "ose" is going to be talking about someone walking in a certain way. So far, we have "bimose," walking by, or walking along. We have "babamose," is to walk here and there, just walking around. We have "bidasimose," to walk this way. "Animose," which is walking away from someone or a place. And "inose" is to walk in a certain manner or to a certain place. So those kind of words are really helpful, and you can expand even more on those. And I'd be willing to bet top dollar that a lot of our first speakers have some really fun words to share with us that talk about walking, staggering, or all the different ways that people can walk with wobbly legs, all those kind of fun ways. Some of that language, which I don't even have yet, and that makes me right now want to go and talk with some of the people that I learned from about how we would say some of these things. So have some fun with it. Don't just learn one word, bimose, he's walking, and then feel like you got it, because there's so much more. Our language is so rich. One word of caution: if you don't have access to a first speaker and you're relying on dictionaries, and you're relying on, you know, there are some really good online dictionaries and stuff that can be used, be careful with the words that you're pulling out of there. Make sure that when you do get a chance to bounce these words off of first speakers, you know, ask them, is this the way I can use this word? Does this make sense to you? And what I find is those dictionary resources, which are really, really helpful, they can get us in the ballpark of what words are talking about, but there's nothing like a first speaker to really sharpen what it is, our understanding of what words are saying and the different ways that a word can be understood. So I want to encourage you, absolutely use those resources. They're available to you, and they can promote really exponential growth in your language. But never use those if you have access to a first speaker. That's where you want to go first. And maybe use both. I don't know. Depends on how you learn. But whatever it is, don't stop. Get the abjatunawa and ikiduanan, get kandaman, and the sogeja. Use the words that you know every day. Gishpin iwish jigian, wewe nigiwi ojibwe mwaiba. So if you do that, you'll be speaking ojibwe mwaiba. properly and really quickly. So, Miigwech apchibizindawiyik, mi sagona iyo watashindaman, mi el.